Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. Thank you so much for tuning in as always. Today, we spoke about the rain and what the UAE is doing to help flood victims, but we also spoke about how your traffic fines could be waived and the UAE and Saudi are taking legal action against an influencer for doing this one thing.
And so, if you are not subscribed to the Love in Dubai Show podcast, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. And don't forget, as I always tell you, to enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai Show, where we go through the top trending stories and apparently top trending TikTok videos. The Chicago song is stuck in everyone's head, but I haven't heard it. What is it? Can we?
It goes like... And when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it.
Never heard it.
Yeah.
I want to find it right now. But thank you for joining us, everyone. We go live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and podcast. Our top stories for you today: UAE grants $2 billion citizen fund for rain-damaged homes.
As well, over 1,000 fines for amortization violations in UAE.
This will be music to your ears if you drove the wrong way up a street on April 16th, because Dubai police have decided to waive all traffic fines on that day.
As well, the UAE takes legal action against influencer for her remarks during the floods.
But before we get to all of that, we sit here daily. Farah loves to mention Gen Z, so I wanted to put your Gen Z kudos to a test.
Go ahead.
How I'm well ready. Do you know Gen Z slang? And how well do you know it? Because some of these are obvious to me and some I've never heard of in my life, so I'm going to start with one of those. Gyat.
What?
G-Y-A-T.
See, I don't know.
It's a hard one. Ali, Masa, this is one of the top searched Gen Z terms.
Gyat?
G-Y-A-T. Gate.
Gate.
Gyat.
Gyat. Masa, do you know that?
Masa's so upset she doesn't know.
Please, just like let me know. See, I don't think that's... I think that's like maybe the late
you,
Gen Z.
Okay, it's late Gen Z. It's got a big search volume. Okay, it's short term for goddamn. Okay, simp.
Oh, yeah. So I don't like the term because I just feel like it has a lot of like wrong misconception about it. But it's like when a guy or a girl treats their significant other with a lot of love and affection. It's like, oh my God, you're such a simp.
Are you? I've actually heard this before. Are you a simp?
No. No, I'm not. No.
Are
not
you a what's a pookie? Annie, you know.
I mean, see that's wrong. They go like, oh yeah, you know, if a guy.
A simp is no... Why is a simp a bad thing? A simp is a good thing. When you get to my generation, you'll realize that having someone simping on you is actually quite a nice thing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Ali K thinks it's a waste of the time. Wait till you meet the love of your life and you will simp all over the... You will simp all over the masses. What is...
Guys, this is...
Pookie.
We can
Pookie.
Have... Pookie?
Yeah.
Pookie? I mean, I know Pookie as like and scary.
You know what a Pookie is, Masa? Guys, you don't know your Gen Z slang.
I don't know that.
Yeah, it's like boo. A nickname you call your best friend. You're not doing too well, Farah.
I'm not. Yeah, I think, yeah. Okay.
I like this one. This is one that I could see myself using quite soon, and I've only just heard it. Moots.
What?
Moots.
Moots?
Short for like mutual.
Oh, moots.
You know, so moots. Like, rather than like snap or same, I'll just be like moots.
Moots.
That works.
That I mean, it does work, but see, I'm not very Gen Z.
This is proving that you're absolutely not. Last one, beige flag.
Beige flag. I think it's like when like it's like neutral. Like red flag is like no no. Green flag is like go for it. Beige flag is like neutral.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's common sense, but not because I'm Gen Z. I mean, I am Gen Z in some things, but I am not very Gen Z. I'm born in 1998, so it's like I kind of like you know I have a foot in, foot out.
I think it's good to be border, so then you don't jump into either stereotype.
Exactly, yeah. So
I don't know what I am, which I think means I'm old. No. Let's jump into our top stories today. A 2 billion dirham fund for citizens has been granted for rain-damaged homes. The UAE cabinet just greenlit a hefty 2 billion dirham to fix up homes damaged by recent storms. They've got a whole crew sorting out the damage, and they're going to part with federal and local authorities to get things back on track.
His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai himself, chaired the meeting in which he praised everyone pitching in, from official teams to the spontaneous volunteers.
Which we have seen working night and day and still are. It's been amazing to see, by the way, in the last 24 hours, communities like Moudon finally having the water removed. In some cases, I know that people are finally able to breathe in terms of moving in and out of traffic, which is amazing. His Highness Sheikh Mohammed said, "We approved an allocation of 2 billion to address the damage suffered by citizens' homes. A ministerial committee has been tasked with overseeing this file. With the follow-up and support of my brother, President His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, life returned to normal quickly."
Finally, he added, the exceptional weather event turned out to be a blessing for us. The dams filled up, the valleys flowed with rainwater, and the underground water reserves, of course, embellished. We enhanced our readiness and preparedness, making us better prepared for the future.
No doubt the floods have taken over headlines for an entire week. But we're going to jump into something that's not related to the fines, I don't think. Not related to the floods, but
yeah.
Fines. Yes.
Well, so of course, over 1,000 establishments fined for emiratization violations. The Ministry of Human Resources and Emiratization has identified a total of 2,096 fraudulent cases related to emiratization. Implicated companies have faced penalties, including fines ranging from 20,000 to 100,000 dirhams.
And no company should be looking forward to that type of fine. Aside from the fines, they have been referred to public prosecution as well, based on the severity of the offence. Additionally, these companies have been degraded to the lowest category in the ministry's private sector classification system.
Now, on a positive note, over 20,000 companies have been found to comply with emiratization policies, contributing to a total of more than 96,000 Emirati employees in the private sector, which I must say it is a very great move. And for the companies that have maybe not followed the rules, you know, when I say like the UAE has or implies a rule that is applied, that should be applied to all of the companies, it should just be applied just like in rather. Would you rather pay 100,000 or 200,000 rather than just like, you know, following the rules of the UAE?
Well, always follow the rules to avoid a fine, apart from our next story, which we'll get to in a second. But I do always think about the impact of 90% of a population who is an expat and the 10% of local Emiratis who welcome us into their country. And, you know, what it means as, you know, the city has changed so much in the last 50 years, new companies have added. So I think the emiratization laws actually make a lot of sense.
That's true.
I think it's a really, you know, we're so lucky that there is no you versus us. There has never been that in this country. And like, how phenomenal is it that that type of, I wouldn't say it would be a type of racism, but that doesn't exist.
That's true.
Because locals have been so welcoming to us. And if there's an opportunity to encourage more employment of expats in homegrown by, of Emiratis and homegrown by expat companies, why not encourage it? And this is an encouraging move. It's not massive. It's, you know, one employee per 50, I think. And then when you've got to 100 employees, it's two Emiratis. But, you know, integration, if it's encouraged by government, why not? And I just think it's amazing that there's never been a you versus us. And the more integration that is encouraged, the better.
That is true, by the way, because like, a lot of residents go like, oh my God, citizens have a lot of other benefits than us. When in fact, that's not true. Because I've been to several governmental entities in Dubai, and they would be like, oh, I'd be like, hi, my name is Farah, and I need help with X, Y, and Z. They go like, oh, yeah, you know, and they treat me as if I am local. You know what I mean? They go like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, you're born in Dubai, hi, fi, so you're from Dubai? I'm like, yeah, where's my passport? I mean, I've said that, you know, several times. But they go like, oh, no, so technically you are Emirati. Don't worry, if you live here, then you are from here. And that is just like, it shows, I would say, like the equality that is like actually between residents and citizens. So as you said, if there is that equality, then why are companies built by expats not hiring actual people from the country itself?
Yeah, like, and I do obviously acknowledge that there are some differences. For example, we've just spoken about a $2 billion fund that goes to citizens, but it doesn't need to be such a bad thing. Like, we need to recognize how the central bank made that big announcement saying everyone covered, everyone affected by the storms, prolonging that you have your comprehensive insurance, can claim. It doesn't matter if it says acts of God or natural calamities on your insurance cover. So the government does a lot of moves out of respect for the population as a whole, which we need to respect.
That's true.
Which leads us to our next story. And if you're driving on April 16th, you need to hear this.
That's for sure. So Dubai police waived April 16 traffic fines due to extreme weather. So Dubai police will cancel traffic fines accumulated by drivers on April 16th, coinciding with the city's encounter with severe weather conditions. Now, Lieutenant General Abdullah Khalifa Al-Marri, Dubai police's commander-in-chief, disclosed the decision, emphasizing the force's dedication to the community's safety, particularly amidst, of course, the unusual circumstances.
Unusual indeed. In a statement via the Dubai Media Office, it is said that the decision to waive traffic violations reflects Dubai's police commitment to the community and to ensuring their safety, especially during exceptional circumstances. It was a bit lawless out there on the roads on April 16th, April 17th. People did what they needed to do to get home. And as we've seen, we just posted a reel, which I think has gotten a fair amount of views in the last half an hour, of abandoned vehicles on the streets. People needed to abandon their vehicles. People needed to not just abandon their vehicles, but do what I did, which was loop up on a one-way and come back. We've seen areas on streets where barriers have been removed because cars were just getting through. They did what they needed to do to save their cars and to get home. Didn't happen for everyone, but a lot of people did what they needed to do. And Dubai police have announced that if a traffic fine light caught you, you're good.
Yeah.
No fines coming your way. Because imagine, after everything we've been through, the last thing you want is a traffic fine for that day. So thank you, Dubai police, for making that happen.
That is true. I mean, and after all of that, people have, you know, I would say the courage to go like, oh yeah, the UAE was not here for us during the floods. I mean, look at this, they cancelled your traffic fine. They are, if you have insurance, they are going to be fixing it. And they are actually, you know, like they dealt with the situation in a very empathetic way towards residents and citizens. And as well, they have, I would say, got back on track as fast as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which actually brings us to our next story, if you want to jump into that.
Yes, so the UAE takes legal action against influencer for her remarks during the floods. So influencer Sousan Al-Qadi posted this video from Dubai airport during the recent storm saying, look at the situation, I swear to God, it's chaos. Nobody is responding, nothing. Look at the dirt, it's disgusting. I was okay a few hours ago, now I'm not okay. The situation is not normal.
So the General Authority of Media, this could be Saudi and UAE, I believe, I'll double check on the country of that, summoned the influencer after investigating these negative remarks in which she reportedly criticized how the response was in a leaked Snapchat conversation.
Now, the whole GCC community has actually applauded UAE for its endless efforts of disaster management after the floods, which I agree with on this point.
Yeah, interesting. So if you jump into the comments, people are just kind of, you know, disagreeing. TG from Dubai said, I completely disagree with her. I've been living in the UAE for 14 years. And it has by far been the best, safest and cleanest I've ever lived. The King Nora said, to every person that disrespects the UAE in any way, shape or form, deserves this and more. When people go to another country, they face. I always look at both sides of the story.
Yeah.
And I know that part of this, as far as I'm aware, was a leaked conversation and, you know, conversations maybe taken out of context. So although I feel for her in this situation because I think, I guess just, you know, the repercussions with the law. I feel for anyone in that situation. But at the same time, we do have to respect the UAE for how they manage the situation and applaud them for that.
You know, looking at both sides, I understand like where her frustration comes from. Because like when you're in the moment, all that you can think of is, oh my God, I need this, I need that, that's not good, that's... You're just like, you're going to be picking on like the bad, negative things, you know, but looking at it from an outside point of view, which she probably, by the way, does have right now, like after, you know, like everything and after her getting to, you know, her flights and so on, she would probably like think like, fine, you know what, the UAE has gone through like massive floods and it really picked up on as quick as like in 3 days. So she probably does not mean that. Maybe it was in the heat of the moment. We do say it, like, you know, we all the time, like, when you are in the heat of the moment, very angry, very frustrated, you will be saying things that you probably don't mean, so.
Well, it's interesting. Now, let's move aside from her.
Yeah.
Because I'm not actually sure how many followers she has.
Yes.
But if you have a platform with a lot of followers, you need to be very careful of the in the heat of the moment because...
That's true.
It is a responsibility that you hold. And I think we've had many influencers sitting in the seat who use their platform with responsibility in terms of, you know, speaking up about what it's right. We've seen a lot of influencers here, you know, really speaking a lot about Gaza and what's happening because they want to make sure that the story gets told because they feel like they have a responsibility because they hold such a platform. There's also a responsibility that if something happens that, you know, just annoys you,
yeah.
You kind of have to bite your tongue at the beginning.
True.
I think, if it's a well thought out thing, you're like, okay, I'm going to use my platform to have this discussion on this topic, fine. But I think if you have a lot of followers, if you're in the heat of the moment, you have to take a breath.
I think, honestly, that anyone with a social media platform, because social media right now is allowing everyone to be a journalist, you know, I can take a video of something bad that's happening and I can frame it and edit it in the way that I want to, and it can go viral. And anyone can see it anyways, right? And I feel like anyone with a social media platform should be very careful of what they post and what they don't post and the phrasing of their words, because a lot of people can get into, not only you can get yourself into trouble, but you can, by the way, be spreading rumors, and that is not like, I would say, like a good thing.
Yes.
You know, you will lose your credibility as like a, you know, like person. And I don't know, I feel like anyone with a social media platform is a journalist in a way, because everyone goes like, everyone.
Citizen journalism, 100%.
You know what I mean?
And it's funny that you say that because I don't really use social media personally a lot, but because I guess of my job, I involve myself in a lot of conversations about things going on in the country. And
yes.
In the last week, I've heard so many rumors that have turned out not to be true,
that
you know,
is true.
About different things and just, you know, people saying, I heard this. And it's because, I don't know why the rumor mill sometimes goes in overdrive over things, but therefore what I'm saying is if I had a platform and I chose to share all of those things, I would be a massive contributor to inaccurate information that's shared online. So, but like when you hear things as a person, whether or not you have a big follower base or not, rather than choosing to share that information in a WhatsApp group, which are going 90 at the moment, by the way, please send me your favorite WhatsApp groups in Dubai because I love them. But you have to choose to disseminate that information.
That is true.
Yourself. You have to know that because someone said it, who knows his brother, the sister's dog walker, doesn't mean it's true.
That is true.
And you have to be your own judge and source of information unless it comes from an official source. And I'd urge you, you know, when Love in Dubai shares news, we always add our source, so it's very clear. I'd urge you to always, as you read, check sources. Question what you're reading to make sure that it's true. Because there's some rumors going around, and I just like, there's no base to them. So, yeah.
That is true. And by the way, my dad has always this thing. He tells me, Farah, God gave us, like, you know, a brain. And we need to use it when we are reading. Because a lot of, like, the information, let's say, and specifically, like, the false information come from, like, Facebook, TikTok, specifically TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok, a lot of tech. I have believed things on TikTok that have, I wouldn't say ruined my life, but.
I mean, poor Kate Middleton has been the absolute victim
literally,
of a TikTok rumor storm that is so damaging.
That is true.
To everyone who chose to believe the rumors, but also to her and her family, you know. That's and that is true. A really prime example of rumors going into overdrive that had no basis. And I also saw one of these videos and I was like,
And then, you know? And then you send it to your friend, and then your friend sends it to her friend.
Yeah, I sent it to my sister. I was like, what do you think of this? And she's like, could you calm down? But because you're watching so many of them, so especially on something on TikTok, because you see a person talking about it, and I think there's a lot less trust in international news as there used to be, because I think, you know, that there's certain biases. So when you see a person who's disseminating the information for you, for some reason, there's a sense of trust there. I don't know why that is. And then they continue. They've done a 7-part series on this person's relationship, and then you're like, oh, they know.
Yeah.
How do they know? They don't. Yeah. They know as much as you do.
Literally. And by the way, it's not like, I feel like the victims of social media are people who are, or actually celebrities. They are victims of social media. And I think it's like everyone knows this. Like, for example, like, oh yeah, you know, like this guy and this girl, they don't love each other. And they're celebrities. Why do they not love each other? Oh, yeah, because he looked at her in that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It happens.
Yeah, like there's one photo and the world dissects it, which is so unfair to celebrities for sure.
I agree. Agreed.
8:52, guys. Good morning to everyone who's tuning in on the live show. We love seeing your comments before, during, and after the show. It is Thursday. This week is flying. It's getting warmer outside. So if you're making your weekend plans, make them outdoorsy, because
the weather.
Dare I say it? Someone mentioned the S word yesterday. We shared the video.
Somewhere.
Someone said it. It wasn't me. Someone mentioned it. We need to start thinking that time is coming, so we need to make the most of the outdoors.
I do agree with you. You know, to me, I love the weather. Yesterday, like when I was with Ali, I was like, Ali, can we have lunch outside? He was like, it's too hot. I was like, yeah, but I'm a Dubai girl. I want to sit outside. I'm used to the heat. I'm used to all of it. I don't like the AC at all. So, however, the weather right now is very beautiful. There is a bit of breeze.
It's so nice.
Which is perfect. It is perfect. It's even beach weather. You know, like you can go to the beach, enjoy, have fun, and not suffocate.
So make those plans this weekend to get out and enjoy the fresh air. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate your time. Goodbye for me.
Goodbye for me.